The Business Hour with Cyril Fulyoun on OFM.
So on Monday, we spoke about government that wants to change the process to access your retirement funds upon immigration. And we spoke to John de Toy, Head of Tax Technical at Tax Consulting SA. And it seems like the verdict is out. John, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Cyril?
Also doing quite well, thank you. Nice to be following up with you. We'll be speaking about the unexpected tax relief for expatriates in South Africa, which is always great news, so some good news from your side. You know, can you tell us more about that, about the unexpected tax relief or stuck in South Africa?
Yeah, so this relates to the foreign employment exemption, which determines that remuneration earned by South African residents in respect of employment services rendered abroad can be exempt from tax up to 1.25 million rand if they spend certain amounts of time outside South Africa. Now, before the new relief was introduced, to qualify for the exemption, an expat had to spend more than 183 days outside South Africa during a 12-month period. Now, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, countries, including South Africa, imposed very strict travel restrictions. And when our lockdown was announced in March, certain expats, or the expats who were in South Africa at the time, were precluded from traveling to their countries of work. And as a result, these individuals were stuck in the country for prolonged periods, and where they would ordinarily spend more than 183 days outside the country, they would now be prevented from doing so. And in effect, the upshot is that they would have a very unanticipated and a very consequential tax implication for them, because now their earnings would be fully taxable in South Africa.
So what changed government's mind to grant this relief?
Well, I'm not sure, because this was never announced in any of the disaster relief bills, or it wasn't even raised in the tax bills for this year. But some stakeholders made representations on this, and other international or other jurisdictions made certain concessions where the travel restrictions or the pandemic distorted certain tax implications for their subjects. So what government did in this instance is they realized that the material impact this would have on expats. They stepped in and they effectively reduced the 183-day requirement with 66 days.
All right. So, John, how can expats be more proactive in future?
Well, I think it's important to note that the amount of days that you spend outside to meet the requirements of this exemption, you can apply it across more than 1 year of assessment. So during one single period where you meet these requirements, in this instance now it's 117 days, you can leverage that to apply across the previous year of assessment and looking forward. So where you still have difficulty to meet the requirements, you should study the amount of days that you spend outside very carefully to ensure that you do in fact meet the requirements and make the most of it where you have. Mm.
So this tax relief from government for expats that were stuck in South Africa, I mean, what does this decision mean for the long term for them?
Well, I think for the long term, I can't see that this would apply beyond the current year of assessment. So I think that 66-day reduction would only apply because of the lockdown. And in fact, in the response document issued by SARS and National Treasury, they link the 66 days to the period between 27 March and 31 May this year, which is when we operated under levels 5 and 4 of lockdown. So I don't think, unless we have next year, hopefully not, another strict lockdown period, I don't think the same reduction would apply.
So, like you said, I mean, if we do have another strict lockdown, this might be done again if it does happen.
I think so, and that would make sense.
No.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to see, and hopefully that's not the case.
John de Toy, Head of Tax Technical at Tax Consulting South Africa. Thank you so much for taking time, and just also just to help us understand it a bit better. Thank you.
Thanks for having me again.
That's John de Toit, of course, head of tax technical at Tax Consulting South Africa. And remember also, if you missed out on the interview we had on Monday, where we spoke about government that wants to change the process to access your retirement funds upon immigration, you're more than welcome to go and listen on the blog on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour with Cyril Fouillon on OFM.